Bhakta Alex asks the following question. In a previous podcast, you mentioned the responsibility of the disciple to understand the level of advancement of his guru. Mahanidhi Swami, in his lecture on Guru Tattva, has explained that the disciple should see his guru as uttam, and if the disciple sees his guru as such, then Krishna will make up the difference. In other words, if the disciple has such guru bhakti, then he sees his guru as God, then Krishna will manifest through the form of the guru. My question is, how can I harmonize these two points which seemingly contradict each other? I don't remember which particular podcast referring to questions about the spiritual master this refers to, but certainly we know that Srila Prabhupada has made numerous references. One that immediately comes to mind is in Nectar of Devotion, where Prabhupada says that a disciple or a prospective disciple of a prospective guru should accept a guru who is a uttama adhikari, and he should understand that if he selects someone who's a madhyama adhikari or a kanishtha adhikari, then their level of ability to advise and guide the disciple will be proportionate. And Prabhupada makes further statements about a disciple's responsibility and understanding what the level of advancement of Vaishnavas are. And of course, spiritual master is also such a Vaishnava. And that's a spiritual principle that one should really understand what the qualifications of a guru are, who is the best guru. And when one accepts a spiritual master, then one should be convinced of the qualifications of that spiritual master. Once having accepted a spiritual master, of course, one does not go around with the consciousness that my spiritual master is a Kanishtha Adhikari or a Madhyama Adhikari, but rather, as is being stated here, quoting Mahanidhi Swami, that the disciple thinks Sakshat Hari Trinasa Master Shastri, the spiritual master is as good as God. Whatever the actual spiritual advancement of the spiritual master, but for him to be worshipped as Guru, Guru means Sakshat Hari, he has to receive the same respect that one would give to the Supreme Lord. And of course, because the Supreme Lord is Uttama Shloka, therefore one would worship the spiritual master and deal with him in the same way as one would deal with a Uttama Adhikari. On the other hand, and having said that, still Krishna Bhajanamrita, it is there described how if the less advanced spiritual master deviates from the path of devotional service, then the disciple should not hesitate to approach him and discuss his conduct or question his conduct with him. And then, of course, Mahabharata, Srila Prabhupada quotes Mahabharata, goes even further to say that Guru Ravaliptasya, if the Guru then deviates, then he should be rejected. So certainly, yogakshema bahami aham. When a junior guru, spiritually junior guru, is sincere and strictly follows his spiritual master, the predecessor acharyas, and Krishna, doesn't deviate from the path of devotional service, then a devotee should worship that person as the Supreme Lord, and Krishna will reciprocate with that spiritual master, with that devotee, and ensure that he gets the best possible guidance, which may appear through his spiritual master, or it may come in the form of other senior Vaishnavas. That is the role of the Shiksha Guru or the Shiksha Gurus. In any case, Yoga Kshema Bahami Ham, a devotee, a sincere disciple of a sincere spiritual master, will never be the loser. But Krishna will guide him to himself. Anantas Chintayantumam, Pesham Nikdamam, Yoga Kshema Bahami Ham. So those who are worshipping Krishna with love and devotion. And that refers, of course, both to the guru and the disciple. Srila Prabhupada points out that generally the spiritual master is considered to be he is a resident of the spiritual world. However, such Vaishnavas are very rare. And for spreading Krishna consciousness, so many gurus are required to realize the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everyone requires to be a guru. Their main qualification is that they must be a strict follower of the predecessor acharyas, and if they follow strictly, then they can deliver their disciples. They'll be delivered, and therefore they'll be able to also deliver their disciples. So I hope that answers Bhakta Alex's question, and Hare Krishna.